Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Doug, what's on your IT?
Journalism.
Oh, nice.
What else would I would? There's nothing else I would rather do than work. Break stories.
Cat, what you finna do? What you finna do?
This weekend? This coming weekend? Say I bought myself some time.
Right.
We have our first game of the season on Sunday. So
who you got, St. Kitty's?
Got the lid lifter?
I can't remember the team we're playing against because I preach this with my kids. It's about how you guys perform. It's not about the opponent.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, play one. Who gets the ball? Shoot, Tyler. And then I play two. Tyler gets the ball. I'm like, you guys are ready.
You didn't even look at the schedule to see who the opponent is?
No, I didn't. God, I know the coach.
I'm in an office pool for the St. Gabriel 7th grade tournament, and I've already filled out 5 brackets.
Yeah, I would take them to win the whole thing.
Here's the thing, though.
You think they're good, too?
They don't have to be good.
See, we haven't had a practice since the holidays.
Hip pocket.
We would have loved to have a practice this week so we could go over stuff for our first, but there's no facility for us in which to hold the practice.
I don't know. Seems like maybe a heads-up coach would scramble and find himself a little gym somewhere.
I'm just going to trust the process that the first two practices were so great that the kids will be ready to go.
Yeah. Usually if you're, third graders?
Yeah.
You know, one or two practices, you're ready to go, if you even need that much.
The one thing I've been preaching, I don't want to hear anyone go, pass, pass, when you have a defender right on you. So I gave them techniques to extricate themselves from the defender, at which time they can give a target and say, I'm open.
Ooh.
What kind of technique are you talking about?
Juke step in one direction, cut the other.
Yeah.
Use your teammate as a pick.
You know what you can do? You can just kind of lean. If you got a guy covering you, you just kind of lean into him. You kind of walk him back, and then you come back.
Yeah,
you lean into him, and then you come back.
I like the you have twitch muscles that are
still I call them fast twitch.
Yeah, still very good, Doug.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
For the record, Doug, I live in Boys Town now, a.k.a. Trib City. It's more in line with my sapphic desires.
This is you talking, or was that a text?
No, I'm over in Kirkwood. That's Mr. Tribbers.
Okay.
He lives on the peninsula.
No, he said he lives in Boys Town.
Yeah, but there's a Boys Town on the peninsula.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, to be gay and on the Illinois peninsula. Doug, it's unbelievable what's going on here in this 9 o'clock hour because Mr. Nipples has an opportunity to sweep the week. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be tempting. It's going to be tempting to vote for him. But I'm going to vote for the best email, especially now since the hipster at Tower Grove South just walked into Maggie O'Brien's.
There he is.
Unbelievable. Listen to the crowd.
You got no job to go to, no doubt.
He's
off. Sure, you're probably off every day.
Okay. The hipster at Tower Grove South is coming up to Maggie O'Brien's. That's where we are, Sunset Hills. Right. The new location, 3828 South Lindbergh. 590 The Fan broadcasting all day long. It used to be O'Leary's. Now it's Maggie O'Brien's. And man, that Eddie McVay's good people.
Yes, he is.
Come on up and have yourself a little nip of the cooking sherry. Maggie's open for breakfast right now, so come get a peek at that brunch menu. It's Maggie O'Brien's, Maggie O'Brien's, Jack. Guys, if life is about how your boyfriend performs, then I'm in a heap of trouble because my lover, Doug, has lost his fastball. Some Injun Joe's Cave Ride magic, man.
Okay. How do you respond to such nonsense?
You know what you say? My fast twitch musculature is still intact. This has just been demonstrated, sir.
Right. Matt, who bowls at Hank, says, tell the hipster I said hello. He's the most well-hung of all the texters.
He's in line to possibly win the 4 tickets to Mizzou game.
That's
tomorrow.
Right. You want to guess the phrase that pays, hipster Tiger South?
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So he just gave an awkward laugh. Kind of like he was segueing from one segment of the news at 6 to the next.
We have a promotion going, hipster. If you order breakfast and actually pay for it, then you get a chance to guess the secret show-related phrase to win 4 tickets to tomorrow's Mizzou, Florida game.
Missouri and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He's not interested.
No.
He's like,
here's Michael Kay and his crew begging for people to tune into the radio show on the Yes Network. Take a listen, would you?
And if you're sitting home in the comfort of your own home in the heat in front of a fireplace, we hope you're enjoying the simulcast on the YES Network, and we're making this day a little better for you.
And we still want you to go on and turn on the radio as well.
It's important that you turn on the radio.
Prefer the radio. Love YES. Tremendous. Right. My favorite network.
Right.
But I'd love for you, besides the WWE Network, but I would love for you to turn on the radio. Really would love for you.
I thought your idea when I was driving it was a good one. Turn the TV on and then just have the radio on just so that you get the best of both worlds.
Enjoy it all.
Turn the radio down if you want.
Nobody
just as long as,
just
it's
as long as it's on.
It's not audio. No, it's one. Signal.
It's just on.
Okay, so just turn it on 98.7.
Right.
Matter of fact, if you want, you could go around your neighborhood. Go
turn on every radio.
Go to elderly people.
Right.
Ask to shovel their lawn. And then say, excuse me real quick, I have to use the bathroom. Go into their house, turn all their radios on with the volume down to 98.7.
And then it'll stay on forever.
So exactly. Do that in every house in your neighborhood and don't actually shovel the walk and you're in business.
I love it.
Well, I love it.
Go to your local pharmacy or deli and change their radio.
Okay, who was that again?
Michael Kay on the YES Network.
On the YES Network.
All right. Nobody really watches the game on TV and listens on the radio anymore, do they? It's not even synced up, is it? The radio's a little bit ahead of the TV.
Yeah.
It's like 5 seconds or something.
Yeah.
I don't think there's – they have fine broadcasters on the radio. We have fine broadcasters on Fox Sports Midwest. But let's face it, I'm Danny Mac Lemming.
Well, how bad would the TV broadcasters have to be before you would do that? There was a,
maybe when I'm on.
There was a time when people loved Jack Buck so much, they might have wanted to hear him call a game that was on TV.
Yeah, let's talk about, like, the Channel 4 News. What do you think that they put, like, they'll put the Channel 4 News on, and then they'll just put KMOX on and then listen to the news?
Listen to the audio from,
yeah.
Well, we're not affiliated with KMOX Radio.
Yeah, and we're not affiliated with KMOX.
Well, you're both rights holders.
But there's not an affiliation there.
Well, you're rights holders.
How about this? KMOX does news. You guys allegedly do news.
God, they're coming in with ski masks now.
Do you think we're going to get taken out?
I don't know. That's a security risk right there.
That'd be hot.
The people in the cash register are reaching under the table for their weapons.
What's wrong with the audience coming in with ski masks?
Well, it's kind of got a duck bill on the nose of it, too.
Does that make it scurrier?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You are legitimately slightly uncomfortable.
It's like a winter version of a GIMP mask.
Elysium Restoration and Design, they finished my basement. They're going to do an addition. And, Doug, I can recommend them wholeheartedly to you if you want to finish your bathrooms, your kitchen, you want to do a basement, an addition. It's Elysium Restoration and Design. Holy moly. Do they do good work? Elysium Restoration specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium does quality work and has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget. They work effectively with any budget, from basic remodels to your dream project. Plus, they do it all while podcasting like the Dickens. Jason started with an idea in a pickup truck. Over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job. And that time, Elysium has consistently provided excellent work at a fair price. So if you are looking to finish your basement, go to erdstl.com and you can see for yourself, whether it be kitchen, whether it be bathroom, whether it be basement, whether it be an addition on your home, Elysium, without question, will do a hell of a job. erdstl.com, Elysium Restoration. Trust is one of the things they build well. On Monday, you will get a chance to hear from Dave Peacock. He has not done, at least to my knowledge, I don't believe he has. I don't know where you would anyway. Podcasting allows you to do it. A long-form interview since the Rams moved. And this interview will air Monday on the Inside STL Podcast Network. We talked about, as you can imagine, details of the NFL relocation process and then also his perspective and also his frustration the night the MLS vote went down. And also then what he thinks could be done to help St. Louis avoid some of these situations we've seen over the last couple of years with our teams and or attempts to get teams. Here is what Dave Peacock had to say regarding his perspective on where things were going with the vote and then how suddenly things changed.
There were signs that maybe senior people in the league aren't going to be supportive of us, but there's this toggle between what is league staff controlling and what are the owners really taking control of. and how important was the committee. You know, everything we had experienced to date, when you look at the members of that committee, was there were some of the most influential owners.
And yet they voted 5-1 for Carson, and of course Inglewood winds up.
Well, I think the influence base changed within the league pretty quickly in one meeting.
In one meeting, and that meeting happened to take place in Houston. The influence base centered around Jerry Jones. And so guys like the owner of the Texans, McNair, the owner at the time and in transition now, Richardson with the Panthers, lost out to Jones and Kroenke. And it is, when you think about it, it's been 2 years, the fact that it was 5-1. The committee was the whole deciding factor for every NFL decision, minus one in the history of the league. And then for a second time, you have the committee voting 5-1 recommending Carson, and then it changes within one closed-door meeting to then flip and go to Inglewood.
I always felt that Carson was a mirage and that there was never going to be legitimate consideration for that site, but it made it look like it was a more open process. I just figured...
I agree with that assessment. Yeah, I really do.
I think Kroenke had this thing in his pocket the whole time, and they did a little misdirection here and there to make it seem like it wasn't already in the bag, and it was all along.
Yeah, it feels like the whole process was a sham.
So you can have your little committee vote and everything. When it's time for the big boys to get together, we'll send it home.
No matter what it took, he was going to get the stadium in L.A. because he was only one who was going to pay for it.
And because it's an NFL compound, you know, you'll have other things there for the league. I just felt like I just felt like when I found out what was going to be there, that's where the league was going to go.
For the rest of the league, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense for everybody but those in St. Louis. Because I'm sure now that the rest of the league is very happy that they've got a team in L.A. I don't know if they're happy they have two of them, but they're happy to have a new stadium in the ground now and starting to take shape a little bit. And the team is pretty good, and they'll have a place to play Super Bowl games. I'm sure they're thrilled about it.
What's the name of the stadium going to be?
I don't know.
They have not announced a naming rights deal or anything?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Stanley Steamer.
Stanley Steamer Stadium?
I don't think he's associated with the carpet cleaning business. He probably has one somewhere. He can probably rent a steamer at Walmart.
In that interview, which goes about 50 minutes, and it will, what's the word I'm looking for, drop on Monday on the Inside STL podcast.
The new SOD
drops. Yeah. Dave goes into some of the conversations he had with Roger Goodell, disagreements over the baseball town thing, and frustration, as you can imagine, that he had with how for the first 6 months of 2015 there was a lot of communication with the league, and then in the second half of 2015 they didn't really hear from them. And then, of course, you had Eric Grubman on Bernie Miklas' show on 101 ESPN and the bizarre interview that he sought out, Grubman, that is, and then secondarily the letter from Roger Goodell to the St. Louis Task Force scolding St. Louis for presenting that they would have a $300 million assist from the NFL, which the St. Louis Task Force had been told they would. And then Goodell scolding them for that the day before the vote by the Board of Aldermen, coincidentally, I'm sure. And then, of course, when San Diego and Oakland started talking about trying to save the Chargers and Raiders, respectively, the NFL talked about $300 million being in play as an assist.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave gets into that in addition to the MLS and then the state of St. Louis discussion and what took place here over the last couple of years.
I know Dave Peacock a little bit, and I've always found him to be an honest guy and a guy who I think very highly of. I think he's really smart. I think he's a decent guy. He's a good man. But he went from, hero to people killing him in this process. I wonder what that was
like. How could you kill him? He's the one who actually tried to save it.
A lot of people were killing him and saying, where did the money go, and what was Peacock really in it for?
Yeah, we discussed that. To paraphrase, he said, it's easy to look back. He goes, but in the process, we were led to believe that we were doing the right thing and doing more so than the other markets in the mix. And then, and that's his frustration. And he's quoted as saying that. But, I mean, you'll hear it in the interview. The goalposts are here. No, now the goalposts are here. But there was a divide.
There are no goalposts.
Yeah, in reality, yeah, that's exactly right. And when they actually met the goal, then they moved them. But you will hear how there were a lot of owners very unhappy with what went down. A lot of owners very unhappy with what went down. And what you're, and I agree with you, Doug. The NFL has to be, I guess, thrilled to have a stadium privately financed in the second largest market in the country, and that will be there for Super Bowls and so on. However, there were some, and I don't know if Dave names the names, and out of respect, I think it might have been off-air, and so I won't say the names. It was off-air. Thank you, Seamaster. But they are their names that you would associate, I think, with being quality people in the NFL ownership circles who were very disappointed with what went on. So I think people will be fascinated to hear his perspective on both that and the MLS, and then also, like I said, we get into a discussion on St. Louis. Tim, this is what Pat meant. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Probably so. I think it ultimately all got down to the size of Stan Kroenke's bank account. He was really, maybe he and Paul Allen would be the only two NFL owners that would have the money to just come out and pay for the stadium themselves. Because you're not going to get public financing for stadiums in California. You're not going to get it. That's what happened to the Chargers. They love the team in San Diego, but the public is not going to pay for stadiums in California. And they wouldn't have paid for this one. But Kroenke could pay for it. Therefore, that's the move. We're going to put a stadium, the best stadium that's ever been built, right there in Southern California.
And we'll have a campus for NFL production.
Right. And if we have to step on St. Louis to do it, oh well.
And that's the thing, and I'll tell you this. I forgot about this. I don't know, Seamaster, you were there for both interviews. You're talking about 2.5 hours probably worth of interviews with Dave Peacock on Wednesday and Bill DeWitt III yesterday. And I think if there's the thing that I think, well, I'll ask you. I'll put you on the spot before I say it so I don't prejudice it. What of those two interviews stood out to you the most as perhaps the most eye-opening slash surprising element of the two interviews? See if we're on the same page. Or if when I say mine, you'll go, oh, yeah. Or if when you say yours, maybe I'll switch on mine.
Well, yesterday with Bill DeWitt III, I thought it was very telling regarding the Rams situation. Bill had played hockey with Tom Stillman yesterday. Never met Stan Kroenke.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Bill, I told him, I said, I'm going to put you on the spot here, but I got to ask you, as a family that's owned a professional sports franchise here in St. Louis, but they've owned franchises and been involved in franchises for decades, what did you think of how that was handled? And I was surprised. I didn't expect it, and I appreciate his honesty. He ripped him. And the thing that both Dave and I discussed and both Bill and I discussed was the letter on the way out the door the night before, the week before, whenever it was, the vote, where they just absolutely pissed on St. Louis. And I just don't know what the point of that was. And neither did either one of those guys. And you know, one of my theories, do you remember what I'm talking about? We're talking about, you know, dying city, the corporate sponsorships, you know, baseball town, all of the, you know, attendance issues, as if they didn't have something to do with that. And I say from maybe a strategic perspective, it was, well, we can't go back there now. But, I mean, why would the NFL say, well, too bad. You know, who gives a crap that you burnt the bridge? It's your own problem to make it up. But that's the one thing that, you know, you're kicking a wounded body, and you didn't even need to do it. And what was the point of that? And that's that the Bill DeWitt just couldn't, for the life of him, couldn't. And he was very critical. I mean, I think people will be pretty fired up to hear him say that. I certainly wasn't expecting. That's the thing I think that stood out to me as the most passionate about it. I think with Dave doesn't. I think I'll tell you this. There's another thing. Seymour, I know you're the only one of everybody here who's there and heard them. I think Dave actually is more frustrated by the MLS thing than the NFL thing because he feels like the NFL thing, there was nothing he could have done, and now he knows that the deck was stacked against him and there was nothing that they could do. The MLS thing, he's just shaking his head in frustration and felt like that was an obvious play, and he hates, for the sake of St. Louis, to see it not happen again.
I suppose there's a chance that they could fix that somewhere down the road, that maybe that will still happen. Maybe. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like an impossibility. I think we could have built a new stadium and paid for it all publicly and put it right there on the river, and the Rams would have still left. they would have still left. It's just, it's unfortunate that Ann Kroenke had to fall for Stan. But as a member of the wealthiest family in America, for her to have married this despicable guy, I'm not sure that much of the wealth that he's made has got anything to do with his own intellect. When I hear him talk, I don't get the sense that, boy, there's a really bright guy. I think he's done it all on the backs of the Walton family. And the fact that he's so ruthless, not just to St. Louis, but what he did to the people in Texas when he bought that ranch and threw people off the land that they'd lived in these mobile homes for years, all up and down his career, just a horrible legacy that he's left of greed. It's a shame that someone that has that kind of resources has to be so evil to so many people along the way.
Guys, perhaps the steamer essing on St. Louis on the way out the door was done for the NFL, so they had a reason or excuse to not replace the team like they did in Cleveland. That's from the 314. Yeah, I don't think that. I think they just don't want to chop up the pot, 33 ways. So I think that's what it comes down to there.
I guess, except that they get $500 million every time there's a new team in the league. Every time somebody moves, they get that, right? And the expansion fee is just as much. So they win whatever happens.
Yeah, I just don't think there was going to be expansion, unfortunately.
No. Well, I don't know. It's still hard to get over.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I think it's heartbreaking
every time you drive by that dome and think of all the good times we had there for 21 years. It was fun watching. It was fun going.
It's heartbreaking every Sunday when their game's on that I'm sort of repelled by.
Yeah, I know. It hurts. It still hurts.
Guys, I'm podcasting like the Dickens, and I just think that this year's free agent class is nothing compared to next year, so teams don't want to spend and are waiting until next year. That's from the Cardinals' Usher of the Year. That was actually one of Bill DeWitt's theories as to why this is so slow, that there are teams, usually the big-dollar teams, who would be involved that are trying to work out their numbers to make it work for some of the big boys next year.
Well, there seem like better guys next year. There's no question about it. The guys who will be attracting, you would assume, the big dollars this year, many of them have their own flaws, aren't great fits for some teams. That's why I'm not surprised, like, you're not going to – I would be shocked if the Cardinals were even deeply in on Hosmer. I'm sure they're not at this point.
But how many
– Or Moustakas.
How many teams next year are really going to have a legitimate shot at Bryce Harper? Or Manny Machado.
Six.
How many are really going to throw out $400 million
for
those
need,
guys?
I mean, to maximize, all you need is two, if you're trying to maximize the dollars.
Right, but
the more the merrier.
That wouldn't explain why the other 28 teams right now aren't
going after
the guys on the
market. Well, you would assume Boston would be one of those teams involved on the big boys? No?
Boston, the Yankees.
Some of these guys that you would figure already would have been earmarked for a team that aren't right now, free agent guys. It could be that.
Most teams would have no shot at those guys.
Yeah, most
teams. Of them. Zero shot. So they're still going to have to do something now to improve the team that they've got. You can't sit around and wait 2 years and do nothing.
Well, another thing, too, is if Boris is controlling this, and we heard some of that when we were with the Cardinals at the winter meetings, is that teams think the market being set by the agent is too high right now and will eventually come down. So
that
if
makes
you're
more
one of those
sense
teams,
to me,
you're waiting for it to come down.
That makes more sense to me for the overwhelming majority of teams rather than thinking, let's wait and get Kershaw when he's a free agent or Bryce Harper. It's not going to happen.
Well, to me, that could be tied into, look, if we're going to pay this much for that guy, we might as well sit out and wait for next year until it comes down. To me, it could be tied into that.
It could be. I just don't see more than just a handful of teams that have any shot at those premier, perennial, future Hall of Fame guys.
I don't know why you hate the Cincinnati Reds.
I don't hate the Reds, but do you think Bryce Harper is going to consider going to the Cincinnati Reds?
Well, it is a great American ballpark.
I think Clayton Kershaw just might go with that Tampa offer that
he
gets.
Have you ever been to that ballpark?
It's a nice park.
I've driven by it.
Have you been in it?
No.
Okay, then zip it.
So you think Kershaw is going to wind up with the Rays?
A lot of players fall in love with that ballpark once they see it.
Yep. Tim, Molly's game is straight fire. Issue, stay woke. MJ the coach.
Boy, there's a timely comment.
You needed to hear it.
That wrapped a nice little bow around everything we were saying.
You needed to hear that, didn't you?
Yeah. Sometimes the texters say that.
Rivers are frozen over. No fair. Besides, when I take a drive around the rivers to Doug's lair and prance around in my boy shorts while saying, "Chase me, Daddy." It's from Scott's Rickle Ballsack.
So what he's mean? Stranded.
Yeah, he's trapped on
the
peninsula.
River's ice, and he can't get out. I hope he's got a stockpile of food stuff.
Food stuff.
You seem to be the kind of guy that would have some of those freeze-dried meals stocked up in the basement.
I don't. In fact, the freezer in my garage refrigerator broke yesterday. Freezer broke. Now, for now, I'm okay. For now, I'm okay because you just put the food out anywhere now.
The hipster at Tower Grove South is at the bar, and he's trying to guess the phrase that pays. He has submitted his guess. Would you like to come over here and guess? Here he comes, Doug. This is your favorite texter,
well,
the hipster
really.
Of Tower Grove South.
He's
this
wild.
Is for four Missouri tickets. Florida, Missouri tomorrow, noon start at Missouri. You can see it on CBS. Here it is.
How many guesses do I get?
One.
Just okay. One guess.
I better make it count.
Can we give him any hint at all?
No.
Zero hint
well,
over
see,
any
Doug,
phrase.
You don't even know it.
I don't, but any phrase in the that we've ever used?
Well, we are getting kind of late in the show,
how
so maybe we should make it.
Guess?
Maybe we should make it a little more.
Or at least give him three guesses.
How about yeah, it's well, the first name of someone on this show that rhymes with bug?
Well, that
is that too easy?
Well, you don't know what the secret
it's not,
phrase
it's not
is,
not a
Kat.
Name. It's a phrase.
Why, don't we why don't we go ahead and give him three guesses?
Give him three guesses.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Tips for Tower Grove South.
yum, yum, give me some.
Doug, that
it's
is
not bad.
Not,
is
it's
it yum,
guess.
Yum, give him some?
That is that, not.
Is that even a show-related
no,
phrase?
No, it isn't. Which
it's
made
something
it
that you would have heard on the show.
Can I guess for him?
I may have heard that on the show.
Can I guess for him?
Well, that's up to
we're
going to
run out of the show. Don't count of it.
Okay.
Leave
you
the
can
gun.
Have one of my guesses.
Okay. Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Yeah,
that's
definitely been
it.
Said.
That's not
could be a
it.
Secret
it's
phrase.
Not it.
What is something that gets said repeatedly on the show? I'm guessing it's a phrase like that. Something
can
that
I
gets
give
repeatedly?
One hint?
You,
sure.
You,
one hint.
You have been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
No, I'm
that's
sorry.
Yes.
I am sorry.
It's a bit of a more recent phenomenon.
So one more guess because of the tip. You just got a pro tip.
I think I have a guess.
Go ahead.
Nummy, 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 Lena's.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was a good guess. I wouldn't have come up with that.
How about hot cross buns?
No, I'm sorry.
No.
All right, we can guess a million and we'll never
Yeah, I know.
One more for you, Hipster Dogger's out. I hate to put you, I guess.
Tim is the greatest.
Great, clip that off.
It was a weak strike, Doug.
Okay. Hipster, thank you for showing up. Unfortunately,
thank you.
You did not win the Missouri.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Being here was gift enough.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I had a ham omelet.
I'll bet it was great.
It was.
You
it
don't
was
live close to here, do you?
Oh, no. It was a hike. But, I mean, for fellowship like this, it was worth the drive.
Yep, you're a great
you
American.
Hipster
you're a great American.
South, Doug,
that's what it's all
business.
About.
Okay. We need someone else who's here to give a guess?
If they order breakfast.
And no one
Dave
has.
Jackson is over there. He's the one who walked in with the gimp mask.
Yeah, I figured that might be him.
Mm-hmm. Guys, when it's cold like this, I seek out the warmth of a dad gut, preferably covered in hair. It's from Dogtown Astro Man.
It didn't need to be said.
Well, people are looking for tips to deal with the cold weather.
Okay.
And stay inside is good.
Yeah, those are some of the tips I've heard. One of the networks, I forget, they had an expert on yesterday on how to deal with the cold weather. And he was saying things like, dress warmly, stay inside.
You know what? You.
Someone's an expert on that.
While the
thank you.
While the news are they're bringing experts that say stay inside, they put poor Lester Holt outside. Here's a news flash. Like, I could see if it's bad rain or a hurricane, you put someone outside. So, look, they're out there. You can see the wind, the gusts, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see cold.
No.
So you just have poor Lester Holt, who seems like a nice man. Let him come inside.
Right.
It's not his fault
warm
that it's so cold.
Right.
Doug, another listener has sent in a picture of his wife. Sorry, yeah. Boys, got to run. Wife and I are hitting the slopes.
Right. She's in a bikini out there in the Colorado mountains. Oh, oh, hello,
look
Dave.
At this.
Dave
Jackson
world.
Is going to take a guess on
right.
The phrase that pays.
He hasn't had breakfast,
first, they're posing for the paparazzi that's gathered. All right. You got
Dave, go ahead
there.
And venture a guess.
Step up there, Dave, and take a guess. You might win four tickets to the Mizzou game
tomorrow. Missouri.
No guess. No guess. He's leaving.
No
thumbs
guess.
Up. Thumbs up. Not talking
He's leaving.
Today. Okay.
He wants out.
He wants out.
Maybe we blew his cover when we said what his name was. Is that that's it? Oh, sorry, Dave. We weren't supposed to recognize him.
Doug, on 4/12/2017, it was reported Jeff Sessions owns shares in the private prison industry. Suck it, Doug. That's from Ross in Chicago.
Who's reporting this now?
Ross in Chicago.
Ross. And there's a date, and there's no real source there. It just says it was reported. It was reported. I find it hard to believe that that's the reason that he would come out with this. It's because he thinks he's going to make more money by putting people in prison. I don't think he's I think there are some people, and apparently he's one of them, that just think marijuana is wrong.
But who reported that again, that big news story?
We
Ross.
Don't have it. We don't
that was
have
Ross.
It.
Chicago.
Yeah. We don't have any more information than that, so it's got to be
you
true.
You don't need it. In this day and age,
right.
You don't need it.
I'd like
really.
To crawl all up in Doug like he's a tauntaun to keep warm.
Like a what?
What's a tauntaun?
I don't even know what that means.
That's from the extra medium token?
Is that a Star Wars reference?
Oh, is it?
I think it might be.
I don't know what that is.
There was a scene, I believe, in the beginning of Empire where Han Solo stays warm inside the belly of his creature that he was riding.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that movie with Brad Pitt? Didn't he sleep inside a bear, too?
Inside a bear? Maybe a bear's
The Revenant.
Yeah.
He got attacked by a bear. Oh, ripped
and then
him
he slept. And then he slept,
he slept
in
inside
the bear.
Of, he slept inside of a horse.
Was it a horse?
On. Yeah, a horse.
Which would be better sleeping accommodations, if sleeping in the corpse of a horse or a bear?
No. Aren't you glad you weren't born 500 years ago?
I think I would have dominated.
I don't think you'd have lived to be 15.
Gunslinger.
Biff here. Hey, Tim, I had an MMF. Correction. Biff here. Hey, Tim, I had an MFF with two Hooters chicks the other night. It was great. But how do I top that now? Thanks, Biff.
Well, you think he's spitting the truth?
Biff, why don't you call in?
He's
We'd love to hear the
game.
Story.
Call in, big man.
And then we can also discuss your trip to Las Vegas with Iggy. For the AVNs.
Sea Monster, have we uttered this secret phrase at any time during today's show?
No.
Today's show, no. It has okay. been heard multiple times this week.
Wow, 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 wow.
Maybe that's it. Wow, 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 wow.
Multiple times this week.
What Is we it this about? One? There's no business like show business. There's no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
Is that it, sir?
That's not it. You didn't sing that yet this week.
Doug, what a week it's been. Really great week, as a matter of fact. And the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week allow us to look back on it with pride.
Okay, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut.
One. He says trash cans on that time of the month fill up and you have to clean them out. They throw feces way more than men do. Okay. And when you're in a relationship, they fart every, you know, it's kind of cute when your girlfriend farts.
No!
Or...
Cut.
Two.
All I know is actresses have commented on Milton Berle because it was always talked about how hung he was, and then some actresses that... had been with him, said, yes, he is.
Who commented?
Yeah, go look at Milton. Go look at Milton Berle penis size.
I mean, I've heard that all for years. I've heard that, but how do we really know?
Because actresses have said.
Cut.
Three.
Doug, she was the one who they introduced her on $25,000 pyramid. She goes, oh, wonderful.
That was her whole routine.
She would put her fingers in like her nipples.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's not much to build a career on,
well,
and yet
it worked. And hers is better than yours.
I know, it
worked. Maybe you should start doing the let's hear it.
Whoa!
See?
Worst guess with that.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
I want to get my bang on. So we ended up having sex on the hood of my car while my buddy watched in the bushes and was cheering me on, kind of similar to maybe like a Rose Bowl situation. You know, the final drive, you got Sonny Michelle coming in there.
Sure,
for, you know, they're just getting that extra motivation.
You
yeah, you're the man, DA. Well, at that time, I had nothing on but tube socks because it was a little cold. So I'm
That's so hot.
Cut.
Five.
I've never met a man who really understood about laying in the sun. What is there to
it's a complicated thing. Oh, there's the beach. They take off my shirt and I'll lie down. Good. It's hard to figure.
You guys got something going.
Oh, we're connecting.
I can have pictures taken here, and I will definitely take one for you just as soon as I'm able to. So you requested pics.
Yeah, of course.
Cut. Six.
Janice Dickinson on Liam Neeson's penis. When I unbuttoned his pant, he dropped a bottle of sparkling water. He has a nice size as well.
Okay, pausing.
Doug, as you know, Gordon Lightfoot was hung like a yak.
Cut. Seven.
What's up, Ig?
What's up, Tim?
Talk to me.
Hey, Romy, I see we're past Bagley Blue Fine Lines President Matt Dillon's 200 GER for not interviewing a minority candidate before hiring Steve Mariucci.
Iggy, we are of the opinion that you started to tape your telephone call. We're going to have to revisit this.
Doug, that was unfortunately Iggy. Iggy's, play on his
no,
tape.
Iggy said it was by design.
I didn't hear that. That must have been last Friday.
Yeah, apparently, I didn't know this because we played that clip before when he was on Rome and they busted him for pre-recording his hot take.
Right.
Iggy said that that was set up by the producer and that Rome was in on it, and Iggy was going to have to leave the fact that he was calling in anyway because he had gotten a new job, didn't want to be a guy from another station calling a different station. So he said that's how they set up his exit, which I hadn't heard before.
No, I hadn't either. Boy, that's one thing I hadn't heard before.
Do you record your takes when you call in a sports talk show?
I don't. I've never one time called into a sports talk show. Have you?
Yes.
Where'd you call?
When I was younger. I would call in, and I would talk about the Yankees minor league system and the prospects and stick in a fake name just so my brother would laugh. They never once caught it. I'd throw in, like, I'd sandwich them, like, you know, like a real prospect, and I'd throw in this guy, Jerome Mackey, fake name, sandwiched by a real prospect, and they never caught it.
Mike, I want to meet you one day. I want to ask you a big favor. How about I come up to the station on Friday? Could I come up and meet you?
No.
Shut that down.
Doug, the phrase that pays has to be Ward Cleaver, said to be huge. Ship it. Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side Love. That is not.
It was said this week, however.
It was.
So we're running out of time. Are we going to have another guesser?
Well, no one's having breakfast. Well, I guess they're drinking their breakfast.
Yeah, people are having a little taste, a little nip of the, cooking cherry?
That's what it looks like.
Doug is a liar. He once called into his show he was working on for a conversation starter. That's from Matt, who bowls at Hank's. Is that true?
No, I don't think it is. I've been working at a station where we had someone call in, someone from the station call us, just so we'd get the calls going. Done that, but I have never called it.
Pete in Staten Island, what's up, Pete?
What show is that?
Gentlemen, I've just been informed that Biff is on hold.
Wow. Biff, good morning.
Hey there.
Hello, Biff.
Yes, we're here.
How's the food there?
Yes. Well, we haven't eaten yet.
I haven't.
Cat had Irish breakfast, baby.
It's good.
Yeah, I'll let Iggy know by I'll let Iggy know by about Tuesday if I can pull it off to get everything lined up for the.
What do you got to check, Biff? I'm just curious. You got more money than all of us combined. What do you have to check?
I got to make sure my company's being taken care of while I'm gone, and I can get away for those days and so forth. You know.
That's reasonable.
All right, fair enough.
And then got a gentle said looking? She would do this. But I got to, you know, confirm that she can still do it and all, and the days and the times.
She might have a shift that night.
Well, we might get her to rearrange that, you know.
Nice.
I'm trying.
So, Biff, you texted in and tell us about what you wanted to tell Doug.
Oh, the MFF, yeah.
Clip that off.
I can't hardly hear you. Your phone is on a delay.
I think it's your because you're on a remote. Every time you guys go on a remote, call-ins don't work very well.
Is that what it is? That's probably true.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Now tell us. Now tell us what happened.
So there, Doug. It's on you, not me. Ha. Huh.
Okay. Well, now tell us what happened, please.
I don't know what all I can say on the radio, but I'd say most guys think that they would handle that situation well, and since most guys haven't done that, I'll tell them it's kind of overwhelming. Give them a little heads up.
So you went to Hooters, and you met a Hooters waitress, and you said, hey, how'd you like to come back and look at my etchings? And she said, mind if I bring a girlfriend with me? And you said, sure. The three of us will go, and we'll go now. Is that how it happened?
Well, it took a couple years of working on it. You know, it doesn't happen. A
couple of years.
Overnight. Yeah, a couple of years.
And this all went down like last weekend?
Yeah, well, I got them in the shower first, you know, got them all cleaned up. It's a good way to start it.
Yeah. You got to clean up your victims. So Biff, was there interaction between them, or was it the less popular hetero MFF?
Here's how it started out. I think Plowboy will be proud of this. I was in a cuck situation at the end of the day. And I instructed them to engage in full lesbianism for at least an hour before we commit to the MFF.
I mean, that's like a cuck's dream right there. You know, you actually watch two tribs, so that's good for you, Biff. I am impressed, actually.
I had a football game on the TV at the big TV in the bed there, in the bedroom. So the big TV's on, football on. I was drinking a beer. I went through about six beers while they were doing the, how do you say it, Tim? Tribbing?
Oh, they did. They tripped? That's great.
Yeah, scissors, too. I had to scissors okay. for at least 20 minutes. Yeah.
I think it's the same thing.
So, yeah, if you're going to do an MFF, I'd highly recommend that you have the girls perform lesbianism first, and then you can participate at the end. Yeah.
And why do you recommend that? That's really that's nuanced. Why do you recommend it?
Kind of like warming your car up when it's cold outside, you know? Let the heater get going, warm it all up, so when you're ready, it's all nice and warm and good to go.
Okay.
That's a pro tip.
All right.
Yeah, a little lube doesn't hurt either.
Okay. And then you got Doug, in there.
Yeah. How did you do? You said it was a little overwhelming. Why was it overwhelming?
I mean, you know, there's two of everything, you know, or four in the case of breasts. I mean, there's just double everything. You know, it's overwhelming, especially if the chicks are hot, you know.
Now, were they?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, they were hot. I got some photos, but I can't send them over there.
No.
I show them to Tim next time I see him.
Yeah, I'd love to see him. I really would.
Yeah, they were... They were sports, and they said it worked out so well that they would be willing to do it again.
Oh, wow, really? Wow, 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 really? Wow.
Now, what ballpark age were these young ladies?
Mid-20s.
Wow, look at you.
Is this a highlight of your life, Biff? Is this right there at the highlight?
It was good, yeah. It was up there.
It's the summit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was up there for sure, yeah.
Do you have something else scheduled, or they just threw out a vague promise that maybe they'll do this again?
It's kind of a vague promise, so I'm not holding my breath or anything, you know?
Well, okay. Well, congratulations to you.
Well, the cuck part, I got to say, the cucking at the end of the bed on the dais, that was probably the best part. Just
why do you keep saying dais?
Huh?
Where was it dais?
I think he meant the two women were the honored guests, the featured guests. I think that's what
I have a dais at the end of my bed, don't you, Doug?
No, I don't.
No. I was on the dais, and I had the college football on. And like I said, I had the fridge right
like
there.
You're on a bench or a chair or something?
That's isn't that the dais. Davenport?
Yeah, they got a Davenport, too. Yeah, I got the boy get the beers on the Lazy Susan so you can just roll it around. When you need the next beer, you know?
Well, sure.
I had a couple hot sandwiches I got from a Blue City Deli sitting there. So I had food. I had beer. I had lesbianism. I had college football. I mean, how does it get much better than that, you know?
Well, it sounds like you had yourself quite a little time.
Yeah. It was sad to see the evening end. Yep. One girl was Colorado.
Why did it have to end?
Nicely done, Doug.
She had a flight to catch early in the morning to go back to Colorado, the one of them. Yeah.
She's a Denver Hooters waitress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this the, oh, yep. Okay. You fly him in from the Rockies now, do you?
Well, she's already flown in on her own, so.
Well, wait till we go to Vegas, and we're going to have an MM or an MMF with me, you, and me, you, and Gentle.
Wow, Iggy has volunteered an MMF with him. How does that sound, Biff? More inclined to go to the AVNs now?
No, I'm not into MMFs. I couldn't do that, but I'll find Iggy a nice stripper out there.
Will you?
Biff, thank you. What a wonderful story. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
I recommend scissoring if you get the chance to grab two girls. The scissoring is
okay.
Best.
Okay, Biff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Biff.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
We're going to I went ahead and gave Frank those Mizzou tickets. So we're going to
let
that roll throughout the day.
Doug, okay. You can roll
over. But I wanted
over.
To see if Doug would like to take a couple of more swipes at the secret phrase.
Well, what if I get it? Then Frank wouldn't have the tickets to give away.
No, he's not going to give you the tickets.
No, this is just for pride.
It's the sport of it, Doug.
Yeah, sport
play
of it.
Play along.
You would change the phrase if I would get it.
No. I've already. Frank will come up with his own.
Frank is going to give away his
vehicle to give away the tickets.
What is prepping?
That's not what we do. You have to talk into that.
Is it on?
Yes.
Primping or prepping?
I just was called over by Cusimano. He's actually prepping for the show. He has actual questions for me about the new location, which I was just like, what happened with the first three fellas?
What is that supposed to mean? Drop out of his mic.
Well, we've been mailing it in for years.
All right. Thank God Frank's coming.
Yeah. Right. Amen for that.
Doug, this just came in. Biff sounds shaken by this whole thing. Good little lesson today for the listeners. If you're a giant sissy who is scared of effing two girls at once, stick to purchasing one hooker, not two. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom Tom, and I'm going to have to give him the text of the day. I don't want to, but I'm going to have to.
Okay.
Doug, would you like to guess? I'll give you a hint. It's a drop that's been played this week a few times.
How about pot him down?
No.
A drop that's been played a few times this week. Who is uttering the drop? Maybe that'll help.
A caller.
A caller.
Tim's saying because callers are hot.
That's right.
I can't think of any.
Plazzi, why don't you just go ahead and play that drop a few times back to back?
We can't find it.
Daddy Padre, big boy. Daddy Padre, big boy.
How Daddy was anybody going to just come up here and guess that?
I had to tell you, a bunch of people texted in over the course of the show and said Daddy Padre, big boy. Yep.
Daddy Padre, big boy.
That's what's been on their minds.
That was the secret phrase.
And they would wander into this bar restaurant and just say that.
Yep.
And the fact that no one guessed
Bundesliga.
It.
That would have been better.
That would have been a good one, too.
That would have been better.
It's a sad day that Daddy Padre has not been once again recognized for his contributions. Great American.
And hopefully never needed by the Blues or any other team that should visit Scott Trade Center.
Guys, I had an MMF at age 18. Grow up, Biff. That's from Mr. Tribbers. Not impressed by Biff's. Now, here's the I'm kind of, from a scientific standpoint, the guy sat at the end of his bed and ate sandwiches and drank six beers. That might be why it was overwhelming.
It could be.
Well, not to mention he was watching football at the time as well.
Right. I mean, he didn't really prep for the event
How
properly.
Much entertainment do you need at the same
time? I mean, my God, if I got that, I want to be focused.
I can't even watch football when I have a Blue City Deli Sammy in front of me, so yeah, that is hard.
Right.
What's your favorite Sammy there, baby?
Oh, I got to go to the Mel's. Blue and tangy, no blue cheese with pepper jack, double the meat, bomb.
Okay.
Doug, I like the vino, but I get scolded for liking the vino because people say get the Benton Pack.
What's the vino?
I know there's roast beef on it, some dressing.
I think there's some capricola on there, some gabagool.
Oh, any pasta fagioli?
I don't think so.
Well, what?
I think that's soup anyway.
Plowhawk, you have emails for the Hot Shots email today?
Yeah, there's a few good ones. We can get started right now if you'd like.
And you sent me a text. You can address this because this is significant.
Yes, Nipples did not email in, but will be full force in the next day or so. So Mr. Nipples, not in the batch today, but will be a force to be
reckoned with. He had a legitimate reason, but he didn't want it for the air.
Correct.
And I know
Correct.
People want to make fun
Correct.
Of it, understandably, because
that's
what the show is.
We're not on the air Saturday, so to say that. next day or two. Right. It's not really going to help.
Next show or two. Excuse me. Next show or two. Thank you, Kat. You guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, guys. Thanks. That's from Pat. Early front runner.
Pat.
Morning, fellas. This is from a guy you're probably staring at right now, Doug. Lots of possibilities this weekend. Tennessee is a strong play at +9 against the Chiefs. The defending NFC champions are +6 against the Fighting Rammies. I see some value there. Buffalo has made it to the dance for the first time in 17 years and are receiving a generous 9 points. But ultimately, my lock of the week has got to be Doug dunking me like a donut in the urinal at Maggie O'Brien's whilst using the plumbing as...
All right, that's
leverage.
Bottom down.
Thanks, hipster of Tower Grove South. Great
American.
Oh,
he's right there. He's at the table right there.
The suspension has been increased from a period of 2 days' time to a period of 3 days' time.
Well, he's here, so he gets check marks.
And this is a good callback from last hour. Good morning, Joe. How would you like 2 tickets to the St. Louis Steamers versus the Topeka Twinks at Family Arena? Since you're a preferred customer here at Flip's Lawn Equipment Warehouse, simply go to our website and fill in the box with the weed eater next to it with this secret code word, Golf Cart Parker. It's just a Flip Lawn's Equipment away of saying, thanks for your business, Joe. By the way, your latest order is ready at the warehouse. 3 50-pound bags, Kentucky Fescue, plus 1 customer hedge trimmer with the likeness of Alexi Lalas engraved on the base. Thanks, Joe. That is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman's
get a call back.
Independence Day speech.
I was PLTDing last night and appreciated Plowsy's description of him losing his virginity. Just the sight I needed in my head before going to bed. I wanted to share my story with you, Jamokes. It was 2006, and I was in a packed movie theater for the release of Brokeback Mountain. The guy next to me was so familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it. During the man-on-man jackhammering scene, we both realized we had huge bulges in our pants. I whispered in his ear to see if he would like to help me with my throbbing boy beef. He obliged, and we banged in the parking lot that night. The next day, I finally figured out where I knew this guy from. He was the sportscaster from Channel 4. Losing my virginity to that man was an honor. The experience was like a new puppy prancing in the snow for the first time. I didn't know what was happening, but the inside of this man was pillow soft and I liked it. Toodles. That is from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Awful. Awful. Can't give out check marks.
Mae Young's newborn hand.
And since short on time, awful. We want to get to Frank's hot takes, we will have this into the last one. Is that okay, boys?
Sure.
Iggy, you have nothing to hold your head for except that you didn't impress this broad very well and you gave away this relationship. Iggy, is there a small chance that this girl could possibly be buried? Therefore, why isn't she answering? That is from Fuki Bosrick.
Fuki Bosrick.
That is what we have for a short email of the day. What you got, boys?
I thought they were awful. yeah. I'm going to go with Hipster because he was here and he put forth the effort to show up, so I'm with Hipster.
But it was vile. I'll go with Pat. The email was short and sweet.
God, I was going to go Hipster, and then Doug's vote reminded me of Pat. Hipster, you know I love you, but I think Pat's was the best work. I'm going with Pat. Congratulations.
Yep.
You have won the Hot Shots email of the day. Pat ends Mr. Nipples' run, but there's an asterisk next to it. Mr. Nipples is 3 for 3 in competitions he's participated in, Doug, and that's something you can talk about on Sports Sunday if you want because it's kind of a fun story.
Skip that.
Frank is up next. He does a real show. He's doing prep right now, as a matter of fact. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Come by Maggie O'Brien's, the new location, brother. 590 The Fan, broadcasting here all day long, 3828 South Lindbergh, where O'Leary's was for years. It's now Maggie O'Brien's. Grand opening tomorrow, soft opening today. Maggie O'Brien's, come see Eddie and the crew here. Where O'Leary's used to be, it's Maggie O'Brien's. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes and Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After.